We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound right outside of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show on what is an historic day in the United States of America. Roe v. Wade has now been outlawed. The decision of abortion goes back to the states, and every child born today and moving forward will be born into a post-Roe America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and folks, it is a good day to be an American. You know, for so long over these past decades, we have asked God to bless America. And I have to tell you that there was a part of me that really wondered if what we ought to be asking God is for him to have mercy on our nation, that we should ask God to have mercy on America, a nation that turned a blind eye to the genocide, to the Holocaust of the unborn. Millions and millions of children slaughtered in the name of choice. And now today, I think God did have mercy on America. And I think he had mercy on America when Donald Trump got elected president of the United States, when Donald Trump delivered on a campaign promise to be the most pro-life president in the United States of America. Now, you may not like Donald Trump. You may not like his tweets. You may not like his demeanor. That's fine. But the reality is this man, Donald Trump, unlike many other Republican presidents, actually delivered on his promise to defend the unborn. That Donald Trump, when the history books are written, they're going to look back and they're going to realize that Donald Trump fundamentally transformed the federal judiciary in the United States of America. That Donald Trump nominated constitutionalists to the federal bench. And so, yes, we celebrate today, and we're going to be opening up the phone lines. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be talking to a lot of people that are involved in the pro-life movement today, and we're going to be following the big developments of this story. President Biden is scheduled to address the nation during our show, and Grace just alert us to that when that happens, and we'll dip into that coverage. But we're going to be celebrating today, and we're also going to be taking a very close look at the aftermath. We know the Justice Department has already warned churches to be prepared for violence. We're dealing with a lot of very evil people out there. The pro-abortion movement in and of itself is, in fact, evil. And I don't care if it's your sweet Aunt Sally who's a liberal who supports abortion, that is evil. Anyone who believes it's okay to kill an unborn baby is evil. It's that simple. I believe in this particular issue, it's black and white. There is no gray. There's none whatsoever. It's a very simple issue. So today, we're going to be taking your calls. Write down our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I was hearing from some sources that are telling me that FBI agents are calling and checking in on churches all over America, and they're warning these churches and pro-life organizations to be on the lookout for trouble. We do know that the Justice Department is also warning Catholic churches specifically to get ready. There's a chance that violence could erupt tonight. We believe there is the scheduled Night of Rage, so there could be violence in the streets of American cities. And so you need to be prepared for that. And I suspect that most of the people in this listening audience, you are fully capable of protecting yourself, your property, and your family. I want to play some audio here. This is from Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is in front of the Supreme Court, and here's what she had to say. Okay, so yeah, you can't hear anything there. Look, the reality is you're going to have these protesters, they're going to be shouting people down, and they can shout as loud as they want to. You know what? The Supreme Court is the law of the land. And Justice Thomas said as much in his standalone opinion, which was unusual for him to do. But Justice Thomas laid out the argument here. Hey, this is not the only issue we need to be talking about, because the Supreme Court has gone outside for years, has gone outside of its roles and responsibilities, and they've decided issues that they had, that there was no right for them to decide, specifically the gay marriage, the same-sex marriage issue. And Justice Thomas is saying that that particular court case needs to be revisited. And, I mean, all you know what is about to break loose in this country, folks. All you know what is about to break loose. But I got to tell you, it is a great day to be a pro-life American citizen. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Gavin on the line from our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Gavin, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I'm really just wondering about how I need to prepare for this Night of Rage. I've got a lot of people in my family who are liberal and support abortion. I'm very vocal about my stance. I'm pro-life. I do feel like it's evil and that it's murder to kill an unborn child. And I really wonder, you know, have there been any instances where people have been attacked in their own family, or, you know, how worried do I need to be about the liberals in my close circle?
Well, I can't imagine that family members would physically assault each other. I would say the bigger issue are these groups going out in the dark of night and attacking churches and attacking pro-life organizations. I can tell you that the radio station I own, KWAM, we've already had those discussions about security. Do we feel threatened? No, not at all. We feel fairly confident, Gavin, that we'll be able to protect ourselves in the event that these pro-abortion, pro-death people decide they want to attack somebody.
Is there anything we could do proactively? I mean, should we go out and maybe, you know, I hate to think this way, but a strike first mentality, you know, I mean, these groups that are pushing this narrative are evil and they're here to destroy this country. And I really think it's almost in a point of self-defense that we need to do something.
Well, that would be illegal, Gavin. Look, I think I hear where you're coming from here, but ultimately we are a peaceful people, pro-lifers. We respect life, no matter if that life is in the womb or that life is walking on two legs. We have to defend life. And I think the good Lord's going to look after all of us. Gavin, appreciate the call. Folks, again, there's no reason to be overly alarmed. You just got to be prepared. You've just got to be prepared. All right, let's go to Hendersonville, North Carolina. Wade, WHKP, what say you, Wade?
Yes, I think it's a great day in America where they've overturned Roe v. Wade. Killing babies is just not right. And, of course, we live in the Bible Belt here, and we've been praying for this for a long time.
It has been a long, long time, Wade, has it not? I mean, this is we've been waiting decades. I remember as a high school student and as a college student being pro-life and marching outside those abortion mills. It's been a glorious thing to see over the years hundreds of thousands of young people that have taken to the streets. They marched in Washington, D.C. on the March for Life. And now all of those efforts, the great Christian legal firms that have been out there fighting for the rights of the unborn, this is a great day to celebrate America. Wade, thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break here. We will open up the phone lines. Are you celebrating this incredible ruling coming from the Supreme Court? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We're waiting for President Biden. He will be addressing the nation sometime during our show today. We'll keep you apprised of that. We'll be right back.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
I mean, this really is one of the most significant Supreme Court rulings of my lifetime. What about you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, President Biden is going to be addressing the nation here in just a little while, and we will carry those remarks live. I want to go live to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Kristen Hawkins with Students for Life. Kristen, where are you, and how excited are you about today's ruling?
I am in Washington, D.C. I was there at the Supreme Court reading the decision as it came down in front of the first post-Roe generation. It's been quite an exciting day in the past couple of hours to see something that we've been working for my entire adult life, for the folks in the pro-life movement had, you know, sacrificed and strove for before I was even conceived, to see that 49-and-a-half-year-old egregious decision come down today and be thrown onto the ash heap of history.
Kristen, what was the scene like outside the Supreme Court? I mean, it seemed to be fairly jubilant from what we could gather.
Absolutely was. You know, Students for Life has been out in front of the court every decision day since the end of March. Rain, hail, snow, sun, we've been there. So, of course, we were there today. We had a little sound system. We had a group of students. We have hundreds of students here in Washington, D.C. because of security reasons. We actually had hundreds of them, you know, kind of behind the Supreme Court waiting for the decision to come down. So they flooded in as soon as the decision came down. There was cheering, lots of crying, lots of tears of joy, women who experienced the horror of abortion. There were a lot of hosted board of men and women in that crowd today as I looked out and gave my remarks. And it was just, it is almost impossible to describe the feeling that we know that today, as of 2 hours ago, abortion facilities in Kentucky, Texas, there, all these other states, they're actually ceasing business. That we know tomorrow as many as 880 children can be spared the violence of abortion when 26 states act, when their pre-existing laws and their trigger laws go into effect to protect life at conception. This decision was not, you know, a simple, like, political victory, a notch on the belt This decision today to right the egregious wrong of Roe versus Wade means millions of preborn children, little boys and little girls, will be allowed to live. Nancy Pelosi asked today what the heck was going on. Life is going on. You know, she was, you know, there, and I was getting ready to do an interview for NBC, and she was trying to convince America that the right to bear arms wasn't in the Constitution, but the right to have an abortion, to dismember your child simply because your child's inconvenient, was in the Constitution. Nancy Pelosi needs some new glasses.
And an earring, too. We'll play that audio in a little bit, and we'll explain what that's all about. Kristen Hawkins, Students for Life, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Now, Kristen, there have been concerns about violence in the aftermath. I'm curious, have you guys been alerted by law enforcement to be prepared?
Yeah, we have actually met with law enforcement. We filed some FBI complaints right after the draft decision. I actually have a security detail with me today. That's why, like I said, we had hundreds more students actually in D.C. Who we did not let come in front of the court because we were worried about their safety and security. We, for the first time in our 16 years existence, now have an armed security guard working in our national headquarters, which, only 10% of my staff is even there on a daily basis because we're out on college campuses. So we are very worried. The people who were out in front of the court today, the gnashing of teeth that happened in front of the court, those people will take to the streets tonight. There are signs all over D.C. calling it for the night of rage. We have, taken precautions. We pulled our insurance policies. We know what, coverage we have for acts of terrorism. And my prayer is that these folks go away peacefully and that no one is injured. It's very sad to say, we have a Department of Justice that easily labels parents a potential domestic terrorism threat, that calls in the National Guard when parents get too rowdy at local school board hearings. But when more than 40 pregnancy centers and churches have been under assault for weeks, firebombings, vandalization, threats, nothing has been done. The government, whether it's the Biden administration or state government, governors, they need to take this seriously because this is terrorism. And we should not be surprised, sadly, that those who advocate for violence behind the closed doors of an abortion facility are now openly committing in the streets. The abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they need to be called out by the national media, called to condemn this. No one is asking them to condemn the violence, to condemn the violent rhetoric. But I've been the one preparing this pro-life generation, our 1,300 groups on college and high school campuses across the country, for the vandalization, for efforts that we know are going to be underway to hurt them, to stop their advocacy on campus.
And let me jump in here, Kristen, and you're not kidding. I mean, since the draft was leaked, you've had 16 churches vandalized, 16 pro-life pregnancy centers vandalized. You've had, 4 pro-life pregnancy centers firebombed, and they tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice, and President Biden has yet to condemn any of that.
That's right. And the mainstream media, I was doing interviews yesterday with BBC, LA Times. Every single interview I've done, I've called, why haven't you called this out? Why haven't you demanded? If this ever happened, and when any time someone who espouses any anti-abortion views uses violent rhetoric or attempts to use violence, immediately the pro-life movement proactively condemns violence because that's antithetical to who we are. But yet when this happened and their own leaders are using this rhetoric, ginning up their own base, calling it this, the summer of rage, they are not being held accountable for the destruction of property, the violence.
No, they're not. And Kristen, real quick, we've got about 30 seconds here, and it's important for people to understand this. It's not like you guys are closing up shop now. Your work is just starting because this fight now goes back to the states.
Absolutely. We have gone from one location in Washington, D.C., banging on the doors of the Supreme Court, waiting for them to reverse their egregious decision, to 50 state capitals. And that's actually where the pro-life generation will be tomorrow, 50 state capitals, saying life is louder, demanding that our governors, attorney generals, our state legislators, they uphold pro-life laws, they uphold their pro-life convictions, act on their pro-life convictions, and do what we should have done decades ago and protect all life, human life, from the moment of conception.
All right. Good stuff. Kristen, congratulations. This would not have happened without the incredible work of Students for Life and Kristen Hawkins. No doubt about it. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. By the way, breaking news, Missouri, now the first state where abortion is illegal. Missouri now triggering that law. This news coming from the governor there in Missouri, the Show Me State. And they're showing all the rest of us how this should be played out. All right, got to take a break here. Lines are open, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What a busy Friday we've got, and what a glorious Friday. And I know we have a lot of ministers, a lot of people of faith that listen to this program, and we want to hear from you today. I think this is the moment, this is the turning point. And you want to talk about God having mercy on America? It was when Donald Trump was elected president. That was the merciful moment. Otherwise, we would have had a supermajority of liberals on the court if Hillary Clinton had been elected. So I think that the good Lord intervened in America by putting President Trump in the White House. Because how many times have we elected Republicans and they have balked on this particular issue, the issue of life? I mean, how many times? And the reason why, as we know from what happened last night, and we're going to get to what happened last night with the guns, you had 15 Republican senators who were supposedly supporters of the Second Amendment turn their back on law-abiding gun owners. They turned their back on the Second Amendment. And it's that sort of mentality. That's the reason why Roe v. Wade has been the law of the land for so long. So I think that Donald Trump upset the apple cart and actually delivered on his promise to put constitutionalists on the federal court benches. That's what I think happened. By the way, AOC made her way to the Capitol. She's calling for you people to get out in the streets, and, well, you can figure that out for yourself. Take a listen. All right, so it goes on and on. They're going to be fired up. You know, they got to save their voices. I mean, screaming like that, your vocal cords. And I know this because, ladies and gentlemen, yours truly, a professional broadcaster. You can't scream that much or else you're going to strain your vocal cords. And then tonight when they start burning things down, they're just going to be, into the streets, into the streets. I can't talk. It's very unfortunate. Got to. And hopefully, Grace Baker, somebody is distributing throat lozenges.
Yeah, and hot tea.
Some Ricola? I don't know.
Ricola.
Thank you, Grace. By the way, keep me updated when Biden speaks.
Yeah, he still hasn't taken to the podium yet.
All right, well, good. So let's hang tight. I want to bring in our good friend Charlotte Hazard, an intern and alumni of the Todd Starnes Radio Program, a student, a grad of Liberty University. Charlotte, I understand you were literally outside the Capitol when the ruling came down. What was that like?
Man, it was so historic. I was with the pro-life people, and there was rejoicing, there was cheering, people were hugging, someone had streamers, there was a dance party. They played, Todd, I don't know if I sent you the video, Another One Bites the Dust, so that was pretty awesome, but the pro-choice side, obviously, I heard them saying they want to take to the streets, but they said to do it non-violently. I don't know what that means, but it's just a great day, just like you said, and it's very historic, and it's really cool to be living in a post-Roe generation.
Yeah, you know, it is, Charlotte, and I love that phrase, post-Roe generation. Every child born today is going to be growing up in a post-Roe world and a post, well, a post-Roe nation, as you so eloquently said. Charlotte, the other side there, what has been the reaction? Did you see any hostilities there at the Supreme Court?
I definitely did. I saw people shouting down the pro-life side when Marjorie Taylor Greene, I did see her come down.
Hey, Charlotte, I'm going to interrupt. Hang tight. I want to go right to the White House. President Biden is speaking. Let's listen in.
Equality, that women have the power to control their own destiny, and it reinforced a fundamental right of privacy, the right of each of us to choose how to live our lives. Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. As chairman and ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, as vice president and now as president of the United States, I've studied this case carefully. I've overseen more Supreme Court confirmations than anyone today, where this case was always discussed. I believe Roe v. Wade was the correct decision as a matter of constitutional law and application of the fundamental right to privacy and liberty in matters of family and personal autonomy. It was a decision on a complex matter that drew a careful balance between a woman's right to choose earlier in her pregnancy and the state's ability to regulate later in her pregnancy. A decision with broad national consensus that most Americans of faiths and backgrounds found acceptable, that had been the law of the land for most of the lifetime of Americans today. And it was a constitutional principle upheld
by justices appointed by Democrat
and Republican presidents alike. Roe v. Wade was a 7-2 decision written by a justice appointed by a Republican president, Richard Nixon. In the 5 decades that followed Roe v. Wade, justices appointed by Republican presidents from Eisenhower, Nixon, and Reagan, George W. Bush, were among the justices who voted to uphold the principles set forth in Roe v. Wade. It was 3 justices named by 1 president, Donald Trump, who were the core of today's decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country.
You're darn tootin', he did.
Make no mistake.
Way to go, Donald Trump.
This decision is a culmination of a deliberate effort over decades to upset the balance of our law. It's a realization of an extreme ideology and a tragic error by the Supreme Court, in my view. The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it had already been recognized. The court's decision to do so will have real and immediate consequences. State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that the women could be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child. With the child a consequence. It just stuns me. So extreme that doctors will be criminalized for fulfilling their duty to care. Imagine having a young woman have to carry the child of incest as a consequence of incest. No option. Too often the case, the poor women are going to be hit the hardest. It's cruel. In fact, the court laid out state laws criminalizing abortion that go back to the 1800s as rationale. The court literally taking America back 150 years. This is a sad day for the country, in my view. but it doesn't mean the fight's over. Let me be very clear and unambiguous. The only way we can secure a woman's right to choose and the balance that existed is for Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law. No executive action from the president can do that. And if Congress, as it appears, lacks the votes to do that now, voters need to make their voices heard. This fall, we must elect more senators and representatives who will codify women's right to choose into federal law once again. Elect more state leaders to protect this right at the local level. We need to restore the protections of Roe as law of the land. We need to elect officials who will do that. This fall, Roe is on the ballot. Personal freedoms are on the ballot. The right to privacy, liberty, equality, they're all on the ballot. Until then, I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision. While the court's decision cast a dark shadow over a large swath of the land, many states in this country still recognize a woman's right to choose. So, if a woman lives in a state that restricts abortion, the Supreme Court's decision does not prevent her from traveling from her home state to the state that allows it. It does not prevent a doctor in that state from treating her. As the Attorney General has made clear, women must remain free to travel safely to another state to seek care they need. My administration will defend that bedrock right. If any state or local official, high or low, tries to interfere with a woman's exercise in her basic right to travel, I will do everything in my power to fight that deeply un-American attack. My administration will also protect a woman's access to medications that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, like contraception, which is essential for preventative health care. Mifepristone, which the FDA approved 20 years ago to safely end early pregnancies and is commonly used to treat miscarriages. Some states are saying that they'll try to ban or severely restrict access to these medications. But extremist governors and state legislators are looking to block the mail or search a person's medicine cabinet or control a woman's actions by tracking data on her apps she uses are wrong and extreme and out of touch.
All right, let me jump in here. But it's okay for the government to have a database on who owns a gun in America. It's okay for the government to go door to door, opening up your homes, walking into your homes to determine how many guns you have. Is that what Joe Biden is trying to say here? I mean, come on. Look, all right, we're done with that guy. So anyway, here's the gist of it. Joe Biden says that he's gonna do everything within his power to make sure that the abortionists are going to be able to kill unborn babies and sell their body parts off on the open market. That's what Joe Biden wants to do here. Joe Biden also said that this is going to be on the ballot. So Roe v. Wade is going to be on the ballot in the midterm elections. Is that true, ladies and gentlemen? Now, I contend that the young generation, Generation Z and the millennials, are far more pro-life than other generations are because they have actually seen what abortion has done to this nation. I may be wrong here, but I don't think I am. Ultimately, I think we've got so many catastrophic issues facing our nation, that's going to be the farthest thing from people's minds when they go and vote in November. 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. We're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to go back to Charlotte Hazard, who was there outside the Supreme Court when that ruling was handed down. Oh, I've got to tell you guys, it is summertime, and nothing is more refreshing in summer than a delicious glass of frosty iced tea. That's why I love Life Change Tea. They're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea is amazing. It's all natural. It's the right combination of 12 delicious herbs, and it comes in three delicious flavors. My favorite is peppermint. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, made right here in the U.S. of A. It's super easy to brew, keep it in the fridge, and you can have some iced tea every single day. Go to GetTheTea.com to order yours today. That's GetTheTea.com. Now, you've got to use my special discount code, Todd10. That's Todd10, GetTheTea.com, and you're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings at GetTheTea.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So, yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Folks, you're not going to believe this crazy story. Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, they're denying a seven-month-old baby a heart transplant because the baby's not vaccinated. We're going to be talking to our friends at Tennessee Stands coming up in the next hour of the program. We will have a call to action for you there. Also, Matt Schlapp is going to be here from American Conservative Union. I do want to get back to Charlotte Hazard, our former intern from Liberty University. Charlotte was outside the camp or the Supreme Court today. Charlotte, what was it like for you as a young pro-lifer to be there and to see history unfold before your very eyes?
I was very, very happy, Todd. Words can't even explain it. Like, just to be around other young women that are also pro-life and even young men too. And because, as I don't know if you know, I went to public school and it basically was told, oh, there's not a lot of young people that are pro-life. But my trip to the Supreme Court today proved that wrong. And it was just all of us realizing we're going to get to tell our kids that we were there when this was overturned. And I just think that's going to be amazing.
No, I mean, you will. I mean, this is one of those moments, those life-changing moments in the direction of the entire country. Are you concerned about, have there been concerns among pro-lifers about retaliation, about violence in the streets?
Yeah, we were told, specific churches were told to keep an eye out. But I think that some young men, I heard that there were some people going to maybe guard the churches at night because, unfortunately, it is D.C. and a lot of protesting and well, peaceful protesting is fine, but riots do unfortunately happen around this time. So we're going to be on guard and we're going to be safe. But so just pray for all the churches and all the people going out to defend them tonight.
Yeah, I think that's good news that you said young men are going to be out there guarding the church houses. You know, that's you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but gives me hope.
Indeed, it does. All right, Charlotte, great reporting, and thank you for being out there. And I know it must be such an exciting day for so many people across the nation. I have to imagine the little fetuses all over America are just celebrating, knowing that they're going to be able to be born. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of hate out there. When you see the evil on social media, Twitter. Grace, I can't even go on the Twitter page today. It's just revolting.
It's disgusting.
I mean, there are some sickos, and you wonder why there are mass shootings in America? Because of these animals. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I mean,
this is not human behavior.
I call Twitter the cesspool of humanity, and that continues to ring true.
You should trademark that.
I should. I should have a shirt with it on.
Because it is. It's disgusting. Folks, by the way, on our Twitter feed, if you have a chance, you got to check out this went viral. We were talking about the Supreme Court ruling on guns, and so I was on Newsmax TV, and people have gone bonkers. I simply pointed out a truth that most people in American newsrooms are godless. They're a bunch of atheists and agnostics. And then the other half, they can't tell an AR-15 from a Super Soaker. And apparently that triggered a lot of people. I don't know why that triggered a lot of people, but it did. But we got the video up up on the Twitter feed. All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to step away for just a few moments. Again, breaking news mode all day. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Is this a good day for America? Or do you disagree with the Supreme Court decision? We're going to be taking your opinions, your calls, whether you are for or against. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Also, folks, now is a great time to head over to the website. And Caleb Park, our managing editor, they've got some incredible stories following developments from all over the country, all the latest breaking news. And also, we want you to sign up for the newsletter. That comes out every afternoon right after the show, and it is filled, chock full, if you will, of news nuggets that you're not going to find anywhere else. All right, folks, stick around. Hour two of The Big Show coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. What a great day to be an American citizen. God bless this great nation. We are so honored to have you with us on what is, quite frankly, an historic day, not just here on the Todd Stearns radio program, but all across America as we mark the end of Roe v. Wade. And now state after state across this great nation of ours will ultimately determine whether or not they will allow babies to live or die within their borders. And I believe that Roe v. Wade is actually setting up a very interesting scenario across our nation, where you will have life or death depending on what state you live in. And we know California is about to become an abortion industry state. They want you to come and have a vacation, come to California, abort your baby, and then have a spa day. That's what Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, wants. And there will be other states that follow down that path. And I believe that I believe God will judge those states. And then you look and see what happens in the red states where abortion is now will soon be illegal. I think Missouri now becoming the first state to criminalize abortion. So you will not be able to get an abortion in the show me state. Real quick, before we go to our guest on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, though, a lot of you wanting to weigh in, and we got to go to this guy, and you'll understand why. Frank, Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. And Frank, I understand your daughter is about to go into labor.
Yes, she is. This will be grandbaby number 21.
What, 20? What, has she had 21 babies?
No, total. This will be the 21st grandchild that me and my wife has had.
Wow, Frank, that's remarkable. Congratulations.
Thank you. We are, unfortunately, the last time I talked to you, I was waiting outside of dialysis for my wife. But last month, the 26th, she went to be with the Lord. And I know she's excited for our new baby up in heaven because she has a new body and she's not suffering anymore. And thank God for these Supreme Court justices that stood up to all the threats and all the stuff they suffered from the radical left, the baby killers, and just they're evil people, like you say. And thank God for your station where I can get the truth and listen. And God bless you, and it's just, I'm really excited to have another grandbaby, and I know my wife would be too.
Frank, this I have no doubt that your wife is just smiling down and celebrating with you as you welcome this new grandchild. And so, and by the way, if you get the call, you just hang up the phone and run. You know, you got more important things to do than talk to us on the radio. But we want you to give us your daughter's name. And I know there are a lot of people in the audience across the nation that'll be praying for her and the new baby.
Yeah, it's Kelly Jo. And this will be number 6 for her. It's going to be a little girl.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, Frank, I want you to tell Kelly Jo that there are a lot of people thinking about her and praying for her. And God bless you, Frank. And thanks for listening.
Thank you, Todd, for all that you do and getting the truth out there. I love your station. And Grace, she is a prince. I love her, too.
Well, or a princess. Yeah, but we like her, too, Frank. You get out there. You go take care of your daughter. Get off the phone. Stop listening to the radio, Frank.
God bless you.
All right. Thank God bless. And Frank needs to give us a call back when we need to know how things went on the delivery. So, and maybe we should get like a little transistor radio for the baby, Grace. Train them up in the way they should go. That's what I say. All right. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It's a little different today, folks. Got to go with the flow. A lot of guests coming on. But I wanted to talk to Gary Humble, who is a great American patriot. He heads up an incredible group in Tennessee called Tennessee Stands, and they are standing up for law-abiding, God-fearing patriots in this state. There's a crazy story out of Vanderbilt Children's Hospital involving a 7-month-old baby who has been denied a heart transplant because the child is unvaccinated. Well, Gary Humble brought this to our attention earlier today, Gary is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Gary, thank you for hopping on today.
Hi, Todd. Thank you, and thanks for giving this family a voice.
Well, let's talk about what happened here. The baby, we understand the baby's name is Baby August, and give us an idea of what happened.
Yeah, so August Stoll, S-T-O-L-L, 7-month-old baby, and he struggled for quite some time. I believe he was born with a congenital heart defect, and so this is something the family has been dealing with for a while, and recently it was kind of a last-ditch effort. August had open heart surgery, but I believe 6 days ago or a little bit less than 6 days after that procedure, the family was told that the only thing left they could do to save August's life, which they suspect may be a life-saving surgery, was to have a heart transplant. August, and it's, to clarify, this is not just a COVID thing. This is just vaccinations in general. August is a baby who's unvaccinated. His family has made their own medical, religious decisions, whatever they might be, not to vaccinate their child. And Vanderbilt has now told them for August to receive his heart transplant and become a candidate for a heart that he must be fully vaccinated. And that's where the family stands right now. And it's important to understand, you know, there's a vaccine schedule prescribed by the state for ages 0 to 2 years old. I went back and did the numbers. If you were to have to catch August up right now on all of his vaccines as a 7-month old, that would be roughly 16 doses of vaccines that he would need to take right now for a baby that's already threading the needle of life and whose heart is currently failing him. And that's where this family sits right now.
Now, Gary, there's a political component to this I want to get to in just a moment here. But again, even if the child were to have all the vaccines, the challenge is the child has no spleen, and it's our understanding that the child's immune system, baby August's immune system, has been severely compromised. So, I mean, some of these vaccines could very well kill the child.
And that's the fear. So the doctor's concerned is, yes, he's immunocompromised. Well, yes, that's precisely one of the reasons he needs a transplant. So it's just a circle. And it's unfortunate because this baby is on the brink of death.
All right. We have Gary Humble from Tennessee Stands on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, we have the story up at toddstearns.com, and we also have telephone numbers for you to call, folks. We need to force the hospital to do the right thing here. We've got the hospital's phone number as well as the telephone number for the governor's office. You say, well, Todd, what does the governor have anything to do? Well, we're going to explain that now. So, Gary, There have been some legislation that could have actually prevented any of this from happening.
Actually, for the last 2 years, we've been, Tennessee Stands as an organization has been the tip of the spear in fighting for the right of every individual to make their own health care decisions, regardless of coercion by employers or hospitals or anyone else. And we had a bill, SB 320, in 2021, and then we had SB 2151 here in the recent 2022 session. Both of those bills would have secured this family's right to make their own medical decisions, meaning that it would have been discriminatory practice for a hospital to deny health care services to anyone based on their vaccination status. The only state that I know of that has passed that kind of a law so far is Iowa. That is state law in Iowa and has been so since May of 2021, but we've not been able to get that done here in Tennessee in a supermajority Republican so-called conservative legislature. And look, it's important to note because it's the truth. It's online. It's on the state website. The committee hearings are there on video. On both of those occasions, in 2021 and in 2022, the governor's office sent representatives of his office into committee to testify against these bills. And we simply have leadership here in the state of Tennessee that refuses to accept the premise that individuals have a constitutionally secured, God-given right to make their own medical decisions. And so we've not been able to get that done politically here in Tennessee. And what I want to make sure we understand is that when we talk about these political activities, this is not just about the right to make your own choice. Right now for August and his family, this is life and death. That's what defending liberty means for August right now. It's life and death.
And again, and on this day of all days, when we are defending life and we're defending the unborn, I mean, but pro-life means, you know, you want people to live. You want people to enjoy their freedom. And this little child is being denied that. And Gary, I just want people to understand, the Tennessee legislature is controlled by the Republicans. The governor of Tennessee is a Republican. So it's really overwhelming for me to try to understand why Republicans are standing in the way of this very important legislation.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. I've often wondered that myself. And look, I'll just say healthcare is the number one industry here in Tennessee. In fact, I don't believe there's any more money that flows through the healthcare industry in any other state than in the state of Tennessee. And when you go look at these campaign contributions, again, you can go to the Tennessee Registry of Election Finance, and you can look up campaign contributions to every member of these health committees. And what you'll find is many of them, over half of their campaign finance is funded by pharmaceutical companies, hospital associations, medical associations, doctors, and people.
Well, there you go. It's all about the money. It's not about the baby. It's all about the money.
That's right. Right.
All right. Gary, we appreciate you bringing this story to our attention. Folks, we've got the story up on our website, toddstarns.com. Call the governor's office. Call Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. Gary, where can people go if they want to get more information about Tennessee Stands?
They can go to tenneseestands.org. And, of course, we're on every bit of social media at Tennessee Stands. And I also want to say really quick, we're in direct contact with the mother, Hannah Stoll. And Hannah herself has started a give-send-go. You can imagine they're in a pickle right now. They're not sure if insurance is going to cover it because they're fighting, you know, the establishment and what they want. So the family themselves has set up a givesendgo.com/fightforaugust.
All right, good stuff.
givesendgo.com/fightforaugust.
All right, Gary, thank you. Gary Humble from Tennessee Stands on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right, here's the deal. We're going to go right to your phone calls. Got to take a quick break. Just want to share this info. President Trump just sent over a statement, and I want to read this to you. Today's decision, which is the biggest win for life in a generation, along with other decisions that have been announced recently, were only made possible because I delivered everything as promised, including nominating, getting three highly respected and strong constitutionalists confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. It was my great honor to do so. He's absolutely right, folks, which is why right out of the gate, the first thing we did was praise God and then thank President Trump. Had it been any other Republican, you think Jeb Bush was going to put pro-life justices on the Supreme Court? Do you really think that was going to happen? The president goes on to say, I did not cave to the radical left Democrats, their partners in the fake news media, or the rhinos, who are likewise the true but silent enemy of the people. Absolutely right, Mr. President. These major victories prove that even though the radical left is doing everything in their power to destroy our country, your rights are being protected. The country is being defended, and there is still hope and time to save America. I will never stop fighting for the great people of our nation. And he's absolutely right. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I hope you're in a good mood today. This is it's a great day for America. Great day for the unborn. Hey, let's go to Georgia, WDUN, Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, what's going on, my friend?
Well, Todd, I'm feeling like you, and I really appreciate that you brought up the fact about, you know, Trump's pivotal role, if not vital role in all of this. And so I was thinking, you know, the expression OMG?
Yes.
Okay. Orange man good.
OMG. Orange man
hey,
good.
I'm heading to my t-shirt shop. I'm going to get a bright orange t-shirt. I'm going to put OMG, the old one, and then OMG under that. And then on the back, I'm going to have them put a big white cross.
I love it. Joe, you got to get me one of those shirts. I got to have one of those shirts, Joe.
All right. Tell me the size or have Grace do it.
All right. We'll get you the info. Joe, good luck to you. OMG. Orange man good. I like that. Hey, let's go to Milwaukee. Our friend Jerry the Liberal. All right, Jerry. Are you celebrating today?
No. I'm not celebrating today. I, as you can probably imagine, I disagree with the decision. Look at Todd. I agree that if someone wants to urge women not to get an abortion, I fully support that right to urge someone not to get it for moral or whatever reason. I fully embrace it. This is what I have a problem with. I think people have a fundamental right to make decisions about their own body. So even if we grant a fetus human life, and even deserving maybe of some rights, that doesn't trump the woman's right to make the decision about her body. It's her body. The government should be making a decision about that. That's between a woman and a doctor. So even if we look away around negative consequences, like, you know, some women need it for medical reasons, and some women really life is threatened if they don't have an abortion, it's not the place of government to make that decision.
Well, again, going back to the opinion written by Justice Alito, and he wrote the court's opinion, and he says the Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and that there and no right, such right, is implicitly protected by any provision of the Constitution. So his point is Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, and therefore this has to be a state issue and not a federal issue.
Well, I look at the individual. Like, I don't take a narrow view of constitutional rights. I look at the Ninth Amendment, which guarantees rights not enumerated, privately listed in the Bill of Rights. And I think the Ninth Amendment means something. And if it means anything, it means about your choices and body autonomy, you know, and that includes privacy. I mean, if rights mean something, I think people should be, even if they think banning abortion is a good thing overall, they should look at the idea of the government having the power to make decisions on the choices you make involving your own body. And they should look at that as a potential trouble, even if they agree with this in this case.
Jerry, we're going to have to leave it there. We're up against a hard break. I appreciate your call. But again, I think the issue here, though, is that we're not thinking about the life of the unborn child. That unborn child has rights as well. And I appreciate the justices understanding that ultimately this is a decision for each individual state to make. And that, by the way, has just made every single state house election that much more important across this nation. Now, here in Tennessee, we're good. You folks in Mississippi, you're good. You folks in some of the other parts of the nation, you got a little bit of problem on your hands. All right, look, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're going to get to your calls. Hang tight. I promise you we're going to get to everybody's calls. 844-747-8868. Another big story we've been following is the battle over guns in America. And last night, 15 Republican senators, sided with the Democrats and advanced this radical anti-gun, I've been calling it a gun grab piece of legislation, especially concerned about the red flag laws, because this is the Trojan horse to get your guns and to disarm law-abiding American citizens. Our good friend Cheryl Chumley has been writing about this. She's also the author of a great new book called Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. She has a column called Red Flag Laws Will Lead to Gun Confiscations. Cheryl, good to have you on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, it's just a lot of great court rulings coming down, Cheryl. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, you had the gun law in New York that was overturned by the Supreme Court. But the bigger problem I've got today is this red flag law that's about to a component of this legislation the Senate approved last night.
Yeah, it seems like we've finally got the Supreme Court worked out thanks to Donald Trump's appointments. But now we have Congress, Republicans in Congress, no less, going after our Second Amendment rights. And I hate red flag laws and agendas because I don't see any way they don't strip law-abiding American citizens of their due process.
No, as a matter of fact, you had the governor of Pennsylvania actually post something on social media explaining how that would work. You write something on social media that nobody likes, then you get the police involved, and the next thing you know, they're showing up at the door saying, "Got to turn over your guns."
And look what that does. It totally flips the premise we have in this nation of innocent until proven guilty. Suddenly, you, as a law-abiding American citizen, face going to court and proving to some bureaucrats in court that you are not insane, that you are sane enough to maintain your Second Amendment rights, which, by the way, are God-given rights anyhow. They're not given by government. It's only in the Constitution to protect what God already grants.
Cheryl, you write in your column about the idea the left is saying, well, these red flag laws are going to save hundreds of lives. That's how they're justifying the gun grab. What say you?
Well, they use words like could. They could potentially. They have the potential to say perhaps. And to me, that's not a good enough reason to strip law-abiding American citizens of Second Amendment rights, which, again, are God-given. So if you're going to use the standard of could or perhaps, then you could use that standard for anything. The next thing, and we know this is coming once red flag laws are put in place, the next thing will come a registry, a national registry. And then the thing after that, there'll be the next watering of Second Amendment rights. Because if you maintain a standard of could or potential or possibly, then the options, the potentials are limitless.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Cheryl Shumley has a great new book out called Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, this now goes before the House of Representatives. I mean, we know it's going to pass. Biden's going to sign it into law. Do you think we're going to have a court battle here?
I don't see how we're not, because there are so many law-abiding American citizens in America who exercise fully their Second Amendment rights. I don't think they're going to sit quietly out on this one. And honestly, I'll be right there with them fighting against red flag laws.
You know, again, we talk about puzzle pieces. Cheryl, I don't think you can just take the red flag law and discuss that as an isolated incident. I think you have to look at what's happening in the country, bigger picture, from the church shutdowns during the pandemic, the business closures, the school shutdowns. And I think this ties into the book you wrote about the socialist plan to take away our freedoms. It's not happening in a vacuum here.
No, it's not. And first and foremost, if you want to talk about reeling in and reining in violence due to firearms in America, then any laws aren't going to do anything, right? Because we already have laws in place that say you can't kill people. The root is the culture. The root is the turn away from God and the exploiting of the cultural degradation done mostly by the Democrat Party. If we want to address violence in America, we have to look at the homes, we have to look at family lives, and we have to look at broken homes. And the left, it won't look that way, because as you just mentioned, the left wants to exploit all this cultural degradation in order to bring about a total top-down government structure in America that cripples the Constitution and that steals individual liberties, such as we've seen for over 2 years under the coronavirus.
And again, this is why we have to pay attention and we have to fight every single day and expose this kind of nonsense. Because Cheryl, one day you and I could wake up and we could find them knocking on our doors, taking away our laptops, shutting down our radio stations, shutting down our newspapers.
Or booting off social media, right? Which happens with alarming frequency now. You're absolutely right. We can't rest on the fight.
Cheryl, what's your take on the Supreme Court ruling today?
On Roe v. Wade?
Roe v. Wade.
I think it's great. I think it's a big win for transparency, because now the matter has to go back to the states for legislators, for lawmakers to decide, and that puts them on record and under more control of the people's will in their respective states. So I think it's great for the Constitution.
All right, Cheryl, we're going to leave it there. Again, it's a busy news day, and really appreciate you coming on. Great column. Folks, you can read all of Cheryl's incredible work over at thewashingtontimes.com. And, of course, got to get yourself a copy of that great book. I'm impressed you got Salcedo to do the foreword. Well done.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. We have a link to that on our blog as well. Cheryl, thank you. Happy weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. There you go. Wow. That was mind-blowing. And by the way, we've got yesterday. Last night was mind-blowing. It was a great interview, though. But last night was mind-blowing. You got 15 Republican senators. You got Cornyn. You got Lindsey Graham. Susan Collins. You got Murkowski. Romney. The regulars. McConnell. And they're all voting for this gun grab. That's all it is, folks, is a gun grab. And this is why we've got to root out these rhinos. By the way, Dr. Oz, I knew this was going to happen. I told you about that guy. I warned you folks in Pennsylvania about that guy, that he was, I don't even think he's a Republican in name only. I don't think he was ever a Republican. But now he's your Republican nominee. And honest to goodness, folks, you're better off having a Democrat, because at least you know where you stand with that guy. So Dr. Oz, now that he got the nomination, the other guy conceded, and Oz has taken all of the Trump endorsements, Trump photographs, everything has been washed off of the web. It's been like they took the bleach like to Hillary Clinton's laptop computers. It's as if Trump doesn't even exist in the world of Dr. Oz anymore. So anyway, this is why you've got to pay attention, folks, because you've got to make sure you are electing pro-Second Amendment Republicans to the Congress. Otherwise, you're going to get this. And it's sad to say, but this is going to become law. And there's nothing we can do at this point to stop it. All right, I want to go to the phones here, 844-747-8868, Collierville, Tennessee. Chris is listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Starnes. I'll make this quick. I'm very pleased with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but we still have a problem. Several years ago, when the horrific Project Veritas baby body part videos came out, I called Tony Perkins that day, and I said, why in the world are taxpayers funding abortion when there are so many companies that donate to Planned Parenthood? This is the new fight that we need to have. It's not right for Christian taxpayers to have to fund abortion. And if you go look at FRC.org, or all you have to do is Google companies that donate to Planned Parenthood, you're going to see a laundry list of companies and charities, including the March of Dimes and the United Way. You've got AutoZone, Frito-Lay, Liberty Mutual, PepsiCo. All of these companies donate to Planned Parenthood. It is time to end the taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood and let them live off of the donations alone. This is ridiculous. So that's the only problem that I have.
Well, the good news here, Chris, the good news is that Planned Parenthood is going to have to shut down in some of these states that are going to be outlawing, you know, that have the trigger laws. They're going to have to shut down. And I say, good riddance. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. But I'm with you. There's no reason, no cause for why our tax dollars should go to support Planned Parenthood. If you're a private business like an AutoZone or whatever, and you want to use your profits to support the killing of unborn babies, that's on you. But Chris, at the same time, I believe that we have an obligation as consumers to make sure we're not shopping or doing business with people that are supporting the abortion industry.
You are absolutely correct, and I don't. I don't go to AutoZone. I don't drink Pepsi products, nothing. And so the bottom line is this. I do not want one penny of my paycheck going to fund abortion, and that's the way it should be. Now, these other states that are going to allow abortion, okay, what are we going to do? I mean, we're not going to have abortion in Tennessee. But our tax dollars are going to go to California to fund abortion, and that's just not right.
And that's where we had the opportunity to get this fixed. When Donald Trump was first elected, the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, but unfortunately, rhinos were in charge. The same kind of rhinos. Let me give you a local example, Chris. I'm involved in local politics in the Memphis area. Do you realize that right now we have already received statements of condemnation on the abortion of the Supreme Court's decision from every Democrat running for office, as well as the Democrat Party here? You know who we haven't heard from today, Chris?
Go ahead. Tell
the Republicans. We haven't heard from the local Republicans. We've heard from Mississippi Republicans. They're celebrating. We haven't heard from the local Republicans here in this part of Tennessee. But you know what? The reason why is they don't want to cause controversy.
Well, too bad. I mean, you got to choose which side you're on. Are you on God's side or Satan's side?
Well, I'm sorry.
I take God's side.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It is surprising, though. I've been looking, and I see nothing from the Republicans locally about the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade. I think that's disappointing. It's a missed opportunity, but it also says a lot about what's going on politically. And that being said, We've got to make sure we are electing pro-life lawmakers. That fight does not end with the riddance of Roe v. Wade. We still have to fight every single day. Chris, God bless you. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to KWAM. And I know that angers people that I actually bring those things up, but I think it's important. You know what? Stand for something. It angers me that a lot of Republicans don't want to weigh in on the big issues of the day because it might hurt them socially down at the country club, or it might hurt them financially because they're doing business with a bunch of pro-abortion industries in the Memphis area, for example. You know, I don't care about that. I mean, there are some things more important than making a dollar. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This week, Greta Van Susteren back on Newsmax. She's got an incredible brand-new show called The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Every night, Greta proving that people want real news without the media spin. You can watch her show tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern. Greta broadcasting from Washington with the real news, giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media will not ask. Find out why millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Check your program guide and get information on Greta's new show. You can also text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. Switch to Newsmax today. Real news for real people. Texting enrolls for automated text messages, and that message and data rates may apply.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, I feel a little better. So my congressman is very proud to be pro-life, Congressman David Kustoff. Congressman writing this just a moment ago. Today, the Supreme Court took a historic step overturning Roe v. Wade. This will rightfully return the authority to regulate abortion back to the states and to our elected representatives. Abortion laws should be debated and decided by the American people. He's absolutely right, not dictated by judges. I will always remain committed to advocating for strong pro-life policies and upholding the sanctity of life. And it's, and again, culture war issue aside, this is a political issue. And by the way, Clarence Thomas was absolutely right to bring in Obergefell, the issue of gay marriage. The same issues apply here. It is not mentioned in this. It is not mentioned in the Constitution. These are states' issues. And if you want to go to abort, if you want to get an abortion, you can go to California. They'll be more than happy to kill your baby for you. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Bob in Collierville, Tennessee. KWAM, our great radio station. Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, Todd, it's good to hear from you today. And as you know, I'm running to replace Dave Kustoff for the 8th Congressional District. I'm very disappointed in his announcement because it's typical milquetoast Kustoff. What we have done in Tennessee is we already have a 30 days from now, the trigger laws will go into effect that will ban abortion in Tennessee. And I'm surprised that a U.S. congressman representing Tennessee's 8th district would not mention that in his statement.
Well, he clearly says he's, I mean, what would you want him to say? Because he says he is strongly pro-life and he upholds the sanctity of life. What would you like him to say? That looks to me like he's pro-life.
Well, he says he is, but I've watched his record.
Oh, you don't believe him? And has he voted for pro-abortion policies?
No, but he's been marginally pro-life. He likes to talk about it, but he has done absolutely nothing to move this forward. We had to depend on Mississippi to pass the law that went to the Supreme Court. Fortunately, in Tennessee in 2019,
laws were passed by the state that said if Roe v. Wade got overturned, 30 days later, the ban on abortion in Tennessee would go into effect. It doesn't penalize women. It penalized the abortion claim.
So, now, Bob, let me jump in here because I'm just genuinely confused here because, I mean, I get it. Susan Collins, who is a Republican, is staunchly pro-abortion. I'm just wondering, how do you say, and because that's a pretty heavy charge to say somebody is pro-abortion, you believe David Kustoff is not pro-life?
I believe David Kustoff rides the fence for his political agenda.
How does he ride How does he ride the fence on that issue, though?
You just read his statement. I'm looking at it right here. He says abortion law should be debated and decided by the American people, not dictated by judges. I agree. I will always remain committed to advocating for...
Okay. Hey, look. Hey, Bob, hold on. We're going to hold you over. That music's going to cut us off. We got to take a break. Bob Hendry, running against David Kustoff. I don't see where Kustoff is pro-abortion here, folks. I mean, clearly he's pro-life, but hang tight. We'll get to more of this after the top of the hour news.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Well, we've got a lot of folks piled into the Volkswagen for this hour. We've got a lot of guests coming up. Matt Schlamp from American Conservative Union. Congressman Mike Johnson's going to be here. A lot going on, but I want to finish up a conversation that we had started, and then time just expired on us. Bob Hendry is running for Congress against David Kustoff, who's the sitting Republican congressman. Bob took issue with the congressman's statement affirming that he is pro-life and upholds the sanctity of life. And, Bob, I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your thought there because you were questioning the congressman's pro-life credentials.
Well, yes, absolutely. Mr. Kustoff has been there for three terms now. And when this case landed at the Supreme Court, he has remained absolutely silent with one exception. And that exception was when the leak took place. And his concern was not whether or not this would affect the decision, but that the court itself had been compromised and might not ever be able to perform its function correctly. That's absolutely nonsense. The second issue I have is that Mr. Kustoff has never taken a stand, and if he was truly pro-life, he would have finished his statement with a different sentence. If it was me, I would have said very clearly, the right to human life begins at conception, and human rights attach to the baby at the moment of conception until the moment of natural death. End of discussion. That's not Mr. Kustoff's position. Mr. Kustoff's position is whatever side the political wind is blowing, he'll go in that direction. And that's my contention.
Bob, I have in my hands here the latest Susan B. Anthony rankings. They rank all the congressional lawmakers, whether they be Senate or from the House of Representatives, and they rank them on their pro-life scorecard. And during the break, we pulled up Congressman Kustoff's rankings, and according to the Susan B. Anthony list, he has an A-plus rating. So when it comes to pro-life legislation, do you contend that the Susan B. Anthony list is wrong?
No, I contend that Mr. Kustoff plays the political string that he's handed. So, yes, I think he plays lip service to pro-life, but I would say he has not been ardently pro-life.
Well, you know what, Bob?
He should have spoken out.
Okay.
Now, here's what I would have said.
No, Bob, you know what? We're stopping you here because, again, this is not some sort of a bash the congressman session. I think you've made your point.
What I'm saying is there have been two debates. There have been two debates already.
Okay, we're done here. Bob Hendry, thank you very much. That's it. All right, take him off the air, please. We're done here. The reality, folks, if you're running for office and you're going to call up and try to hijack a talk radio program, that's quite frankly inappropriate. It's rude, and I'm just not going to tolerate it, period. There you go. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the American Conservative Union, Matt Schlapp, is on. Geez, a loo, Matt. The Republicans are fighting each other like cats and dogs.
Well, you know, I never mind a good, vigorous primary, and I like the idea of voters making decisions. And that's why I'm just so thankful today. I literally am thanking God for the idea of the restoration of constitutional order. Now, the Constitution isn't a religious document, but I'll tell you one thing. It has this inherent center, trusting Americans with complicated questions like abortion and trusting voters to set the regulations in the states. And although I'd love to see a prohibition and an amendment that prohibited abortion nationwide, I like the idea of the Constitution, this country, being our North Star.
I love that. And again, Matt, you know, taking the culture component away from this, this really was a constitution. We're talking about the bones of the republic. What does it mean? What does that constitution mean? What rights does the federal government have? What rights do the states have? And ultimately, as Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out, these are important issues that need to be talked about in other areas as well, and I'm sure they will be.
Yeah, and what's so wrong about my home state of Kansas coming up with its regulations on the issue of abortion and life, and the far left state of California coming up with its regulations? Once again, that was the ingenious thinking of our founders with this whole federalist system, which is there would be differences amongst the states. And what I'm seeing in this country is just an outpouring of people leaving blue states, leaving socialist states because of high crime, high taxes, social dysfunction. And a part of that is the breakdown of the family. And what you're seeing is people are voting with their feet for strong families, for common sense communities and schools, not believing parents are domestic terrorists, etc. And I just see it in this country. So under that scenario where people are picking red over and over and over again, I think the nation is turning towards life. But this decision does not outlaw abortion all over the country, and that we have to accept that as the constitutional order.
Matt Schlapp on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Matt, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, is this going to be the issue in the midterm elections? President Biden says Roe v. Wade is going to be on the ballot. What's your take on that?
Yes, I think Roe v. Wade will be on the ballot, and I think it's going to accrue to the benefit of pro-life candidates. You know, abortion has always been a front and center issue to a certain segment of the electorate, including myself, and it has always accrued to the benefit of the pro-life candidates in most cases. And one of the, you know, there's so many wrong perceptions about pro-life voters. You know, women are more pro-life than men, and we get told in the media all the time that women are pro-choice. It's not true. They're actually more pro-life than men. It's always benefited candidates more to take the pro-life position. And Donald Trump demonstrated that. You know, he had different public statements at different points of his life, and he realized, you know, this is a pro-life country. He grabbed a hold of that policy position, and then he said on a debate stage that his heart actually changed on the question of abortion because he saw a child that hadn't, you know, it was a crisis pregnancy. He saw that young man grow up to be a wonderful adult, and that changed his mind. And that's what's happening to a lot of Americans. What's so wrong about just giving life a chance? You know, it can change not only that individual life, it can change the country. One life can change the course of an entire people.
It can. And again, it shows you how important that 2016 presidential election really was. I mean, I mean, just think about how close we came to having Hillary in the White House, and imagine what the Supreme Court would look like now.
To all my friends on MSNBC and CNN and in Never Trump and at the National Review and, you know, at the Dispatch and all these places, I just have a simple message, which is that you pounded all of us pretty hard for sticking by Trump. And we told you that Trump was the unique American that would stand up and do the things that other Republicans at the national level had simply given lip service to. And that's what he did. He went 3-for-3 on Roe v. Wade. All three of his Supreme Court justices, who Mercy and I fought hammer and tongs, voted right on this moral in our society. That only happened because of Donald Trump, and I'm honored to have helped.
Well said. And Matt, the phone signal's beginning to falter there, so we may need to let you go. But we appreciate your good words on this great day for America as we celebrate the demise of Roe v. Wade. Matt Schlapp from American Conservative Union in August, ladies and gentlemen. CPAC in Dallas, Texas. I'll be one of the speakers. We'll be doing our show, and we would love to see you there in Dallas later on this fall as we gear up for the midterm elections. But I am curious, ladies and gentlemen, when you go and vote in the fall, are you going to cast your ballot because of Roe v. Wade or the economy or gun rights? What's going to be propelling you to go and vote on Election Day? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go back one more time to this little dust-up we had. And we here in West Tennessee, you've got a Republican, Bob Hendry, running against the sitting Republican Congressman, David Kustoff. And for the sake of fair and balance, I endorsed Kustoff a long time ago. I like David Kustoff. I think he's done a pretty decent job. But the idea that Congressman Kustoff is not pro-life, it's just ludicrous. I'm sorry. You can have an honest debate about the issues, but it is very clear that Congressman Kustoff is in good favor with every pro-life organization in the nation. And he has an A-plus rating from the Susan B. Anthony list. And I don't care if your congressman is from Kansas or Oregon or whatever, but if you're going to come on and you're going to bash somebody, come armed with the facts. That's all I ask. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, getting word out of Washington, a couple of big stories. First of all, the House of Representatives, no big surprise here, they passed that gun grab legislation. President Biden says he'll sign it into law. So don't be surprised if there are knocks on your doors asking you to turn over your guns. Also, we're watching video of just dozens and dozens of riot police that are mobilizing in Washington, no doubt in response to whatever is about to happen later tonight. By the way, do you think Kamala is going to riot with everybody? Or AOC? Definitely AOC. She'll be out there. But I wonder if we'll see Kamala Harris out there in the whatever the current fashion rages among the Antifa crowd. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Alliance Defending Freedom, one of our great law firms defending religious liberty and defending the pro-life movement. Ryan Bangert joins us. Ryan, got to be a great day for you guys over at ADF.
Well, Todd, yeah, what an incredible day for everyone in America, for women, for unborn children. It's just a tremendous victory for the rule of law, but also for families. It's something that we've been waiting for a long time.
Ryan, a lot of folks say, okay, we won, it's over, we can go home, and that is really not the case. I mean, now the hard work really begins, which is the state-by-state battles that I suspect you guys are going to be involved in.
Well, that's right. I mean, the court rightly held that the Constitution does not contain a right to abortion. So what that means is that states can now affirm life as a human right, and that states can ensure that women have access to support and resources they need. But this is very much an ongoing fight to ensure that life is protected. The fight does not end here. This is not the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning, so to speak.
Ryan, I'm curious to get your take on Justice Thomas. He wrote a standalone opinion, and he suggested that that same methodology should be applied to Obergefell, which legalized same-sex marriage in America. Do you concur with the justice's opinion?
Well, you know, Justice Thomas has long been a a judge who has faithfully applied the Constitution in a variety of contexts, and we have always been tremendously appreciative of his keen insight. Unfortunately, his opinion was a sole concurrence, as you probably noted, and the majority was very clear that its opinion only reached as far as abortion. So, for the time being, he very much is on. He has got a sole concurrence. It was very well written, but it's just that, the sole concurrence.
All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Ryan Bangert. And Ryan, again, we appreciate you coming on with we're sort of packed today with folks wanting to come on and talk about this. Where do we go from here? And where do you see the next big culture fight brewing?
Well, the first thing we need to do is every state by state needs to consider exactly what the Supreme Court has asked it to do, which is to weigh and protect life. And the court has been very clear that states now have the authority, post-Roe, to pass laws that fully support women and protect unborn children. And so I think that's the first place we need to look, is to the states, to the legislatures, to the state courtrooms where these issues are going to be litigated in state courts. But we really have a lot of work to do, and that work begins in the state legislatures.
Well said. Ryan, we're going to have to leave it there. God bless you, and get out there and enjoy a great day in America.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Todd.
Ryan Bangert, everybody, from Alliance Defending Freedom. Grace Baker, I've got to put down the pizza. I've got to talk to you about something.
Okay.
So, by the way, we decided, to, since it's a day of celebration, we went to it's called Aldi's Pizza. Is that right?
Aldo's.
Aldo's Pizza.
Aldi is the grocery store.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, this is not the same place.
No.
Aldo's Pizza in Memphis. I love that place.
It's very good.
It's like the best pizza that I've had.
It's up there.
It's yes. So anyway, the staff is celebrating.
Yes.
And they've done a good job today. I mean, we had someone told me we actually beat all the mainstream media with the breaking news alert.
Not surprised. We have a pretty good team.
We have a great team here. So Grace, yesterday, Biden giving a speech, and you know, they have to tell him, like, okay, sit here, smile here, don't smile.
Yeah,
stand up, walk this way. So anyway, we didn't realize there was actually a cheat sheet they give him.
Yes.
And doofus Biden actually had the cheat sheet turned around. So he's looking at a blank piece of paper.
Wow.
And
showing everyone else's secrets.
And of course, you know, a photographer is going to, you know, snap the picture, and we've got it up on the website. And so this is crazy. They put stuff in boldface. You take your seat.
Oh my God.
Which implies, I guess he's been taking other people's seats.
Oh no.
He says, you enter. This is what the list. This is Biden's cheat sheet. You, all bold, all caps, you enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to participants.
What am I doing here?
You take your seat. What is he doing here? You give brief comments.
Two minutes.
It goes on. You thank participants. You depart. It's all caps. I mean, how? We know that he's had some problems here, and we've talked for many times about the cheese sliding off his cracker.
Oh does it say don't ride a bike?
He fell off his bicycle. By the way. You know, I told you I was going to buy a chairlift
for
Air Force One.
And some training.
Those things are expensive.
Yeah. That's why we had a GoFundMe, remember?
I may have to go on Amazon and see if I can get a used pair of training wheels.
Probably not on Prime, though.
Or we may have to just make our own, Redneck Engineering.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make our own chairlift. So anyway, poor Biden, though. The guy is, I mean, he really is dealing with some serious mental issues. And the word that we're getting is that the staff is actually running things. I mean, you've got a bunch of 20-something-year-olds and young 30-something-year-olds running the country right now.
I'm surprised they don't have them doing TikTok dances.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
It's true. It's terrible. So anyway, what's the over-under on Kamala rioting tonight?
Oof. That's a good question. See, I'm more thinking, like you said, AOC. Maybe Maxine Waters.
Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan. You know they're going to be out there.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll be burning something down. That's the way that goes. No, Oh, was I not supposed to say that? Thanks. Sorry about that, Grace.
Oh, Todd.
It is what it is.
We're almost through the show.
We are almost through the show, indeed. Folks, we do need to take a quick break. Congressman Mike Johnson's going to drop by. Also, we're going to be talking to the director of a local crisis pregnancy center here in Memphis, Tennessee. Steve Copeland from Life Choices. They're doing some incredible work, and we're going to be checking in with those guys as well. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. Again, that's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going great wherever you might be. Big, big day in America. By the way, ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com is our website. Be sure to check that out as we have some great stories, latest news and information. Also, Maxine Waters, got to play this audio for you. Maxine Waters, just a few moments ago, here's what she had to say.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
She's going to Applebee's now. I mean, what a weird thing. Maxine Waters. I want to bring into the conversation a good friend of this program, and he's got a radio show on KWAM. Steve Copeland is the CEO of Life Choices of Memphis, and I've been honored to be a part of Life Choices, spoke at a banquet several years ago. Steve, you guys are doing great work, and welcome on what has to be a very happy day for you guys.
It certainly is, Todd. Thanks for having me in today.
Steve, let's talk about the impact of the Supreme Court's decision. That doesn't mean that the work just goes away. It seems to me that your work is just going to become all that more important.
Yeah, I think as Churchill said, this is not the end nor the beginning of the end, but rather the end of the beginning. This is the starting point where 3,000 or so pregnancy medical centers like us across the country can meet the needs of millions of women who are in crisis pregnancies.
One of the things I love about Life Choices, and you took me several years ago on a tour, it doesn't look like a medical facility. It looks like somebody's house.
Yeah, well, we're there to care for people, to express the love of God through Jesus Christ, and we want their encounter with us, whether it's with nurses or client advocates, to be as if they were at home.
The law enforcement personnel we've been talking to around America, very concerned about what's going to be happening later today and perhaps this weekend. What about you guys in Memphis? Are you hearing concerns from law enforcement as well?
Yes, so the FBI came and met with us to talk about the situation. We are giving lots of prayer to the situation, trusting that God will protect us, but we're also engaged with law enforcement in case something happens.
All right. Well, that's good news, at least. And again, I think here in the Memphis area, you know, I don't think folks are that terribly radicalized, but I am concerned for folks and those crisis pregnancy centers and, you know, the big cities.
Yes. Really, one of my heart's desires, I've been telling everyone for months now, is pray for the restraint of evil and violence once this decision comes forth.
What is it when a woman comes to Life Choices in Memphis, what condition, you know, just I guess mentally are these young ladies coming into your facility and how do you guys work with them?
Yeah, the vast majority, about 90%, are either what we call abortion-minded, they're ready to have an abortion, or abortion-vulnerable. And what we do is we walk them through. They have an ultrasound, a pregnancy test. They get some education on fetal development, on what's going on with their body. And then they meet with a client advocate who talks to them about the situation they're in. And we try to walk them through a pathway of life.
Years ago, I was speaking at another pro-life group. They were having their annual banquet. And I thought this was really brilliant. And this really moved me emotionally. There was a moment when they said, okay, you know, it's all about raising money and, you know, making sure that you have the resources available to help these young ladies and their babies. And they said, this is what your money did. And all of a sudden, the doors open up, and you have all of these women coming in, and they're holding their newborn babies. And it just really, I mean, you could hear a pin drop, and grown men were, they were stifling the tears because they realized, you know, the gravity of the situation. And we're talking about life.
Yes. We'd have to rent quite a big place because last year alone, 889 babies were born whose names we know.
Wow.
So to bring those women and their babies in. So we did, as an example, we brought one lady in who had triplets.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That has to be so exciting
yes.
for you to see that yes. those ladies made that choice to
absolutely.
Have their babies.
Yeah, I mean, it's a touching experience, sometimes painful, but most of the time joyful.
You know, we live in Memphis, a majority-minority city. We know that Planned Parenthood was created for the sole purpose, initially, of eradicating black children, black babies. And then you heard Maxine Waters say what she had to say. How does that impact you as the CEO of Life Choices of Memphis?
You know, in the privacy of discussions with members of the black community, male or female, they realize there's a deep problem and they feel that a place like Life Choices can help. I encourage all of our listeners to pray for Maxine Waters because she, at this point, is unenlightened.
You see, I love how, I mean, you're a very spiritually minded person. I would call her a loon, but you're right. We should pray for even loons like Maxine Waters. So I get that, Steve Copeland.
Well, I was here to straighten you out today, but you straightened me quite a bit. I'm not sure I'll be called back.
Well, you know, Pastor Robert Jeffers, we're the only show that has its own full-time chaplain.
Yes.
So he always, you know, sends me an email at the end of the show saying, well, you shouldn't have said that. So it's what's wrong with you, Starnes?
Well, I think, yeah. Most of our listeners have read 1 Timothy 2, where we're supposed to pray for those in authority, even if we don't like them, but we do it.
And you're right, and we are, and we should. And again, I think today it's a celebration. There was, when you go back to 2016 and that election, Steve, and I want to get it political on you,
yeah.
But there was a lot at stake there. And
yes.
we talk about every election being the most important. That truly was the most important.
Yeah, it was a turning point. The three judges appointed by Donald Trump were clearly those who believe the Constitution is as it is written rather than as imagined. And in reading, I haven't read the whole case. I have it here, 211 pages, whatever it is. The first 9 pages are compellingly constitutional and slanted toward life.
It's. I had a chance to read Justice Thomas's brief, and it was just powerful and fascinating. And I look forward to reading the full opinion later this evening. Steve, tell folks how they can get more information about Life Choices, and it's not so much about donating, but maybe volunteering and being involved in the great ministry. What can they do to help?
Yeah, Life Choices is based in Memphis. Our website is lcfriends.org. But we encourage listeners, we know they're listening across the country, find out your local pregnancy medical center and reach out to them and see how you can help.
I think that's just a noble thing. Steve, we appreciate you coming in. It's a great day to celebrate, but the work goes on. The ministry goes on.
Thank you, Todd, so much.
All right, Steve Copeland from Life Choices of Memphis. We have a link to their website. If you're looking for a way to celebrate, maybe you have a few dollars that you would like to share. I know they would be so grateful for your help and for your support. And as Steve said, most communities around this nation have a crisis pregnancy, a family center that could certainly use your help as well. All right, we're going to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Music.
right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. It is so important that we support companies that are fighting for our causes, our values. The pro-life movement, the Second Amendment, under attack, under siege. And that's why I support my friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They're fighting for our causes every single day. Patriot Mobile has incredible nationwide coverage, and they've got a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. If you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an even bigger discount. And get this, if you use my promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation and a free gift. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you free premier activation and a free gift. Well, I do want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the state of Louisiana, Congressman Mike Johnson. Congressman, what a great day for freedom and liberty.
It is a great day, Todd. Great to hear your voice. It is almost surreal. It really is. I'm walking around Capitol Hill today. It is hard to almost fathom the importance of this day. You know, we've been working for this, most of us, many of our, all of our adult lives. And now, a half century after the egregious error of Roe, the court has finally decisively said what has always been obvious to us, Todd, and that the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion, period. It never did.
I thought it was a brilliantly written opinion, and from what I've been able to read thus far, the news breaking right before our show, and I thought it was interesting the words of Justice Thomas as he sort of looked forward to what this could mean for other big culture war issues in this country.
Well, that's right. You know, we've been sort of working against these activist courts for years. There's been an increase in that over the last few decades. I was in those courts for 20 years in federal court litigating these big, cases, religious freedom, pro-life cases before I got elected to Congress in 2016. And I would often go up against activist judges, activist courts. That's a very real thing. And so there's a result of all that. And there's been some really bad law made. They've made a mess of our jurisprudence in this country for the last, several decades. And maybe some of that needs to be cleaned up. And what Justice Thomas is calling for is not radical. In fact, it's the opposite of that. We finally have a majority of originalists on the court. And all that means is that they want to fairly interpret and apply the Constitution as it's written, as the framers of the Constitution intended. That's the basis of our whole system of government, and we have to get back to that. And that's what he stands for, and we applaud that.
And when you look at how important now the 2016 presidential election was, and that we had a president who actually put those kinds of judges on the federal bench. And I think that is ultimately, Congressman, I think that's going to be President Trump's lasting legacy.
There's no question about it. I mean, the longest lasting legacy of any president is who that individual puts on the courts. And President Trump, of course, had an almost record number of appointments to all the lower federal courts, the district courts and the appellate courts. But also he had these three extraordinary choices and picks for the Supreme Court. And this is the big one. I mean, I think it's the most consequential decision of my lifetime, certainly. I was born exactly one year before Roe v. Wade was handed down in January of 72. And this changes the landscape. It's a seismic shift, and Donald Trump deserves a lot of the credit for it, because had he not been as bold as he was and as consistent as he was in putting these originalist jurists on this court, we would not be celebrating this today.
And
that can never be taken away from it.
No, you're right. And it's sort of been an inside the beltway joke. I mean, it's a horrible joke, but Republican presidents have always sort of been hit or miss when it comes to their picks on the Supreme Court. I remember was that Eisenhower said, "I made two mistakes, and both of them are sitting on the Supreme Court."
Right.
I mean, for President Trump to have three solid picks, that's pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable, and I spoke with him a lot about it during his term and about these individuals in particular. And, he was aided by some really smart folks, the Federalist Society and others who were involved in helping to create. Remember, he famously came out with that short list of jurists that he would pick from that list. He committed to, and he did that. He fulfilled his campaign promises from 2016. And now, you see the results of it. So, he was aided by a lot of thoughtful work, that a lot of people put in to make sure that the names on that list would actually be faithful to the Constitution. And what a great day, you know, to see the results of it. Elections really, really do have consequences.
They do.
See it in bold colors. Yeah.
Congressman, another big story, and this just happened a little while ago, the House of Representatives passing this legislation. I call it gun grab legislation. You had last night 15 Senate Republicans siding with the Democrats. First, I want to get your reaction to what those Senate Republicans did last night.
Well, you know, it's really a shame. You know, they made a sort of an allergic, knee-jerk, emotional reaction to recent events. You know, the tragedies of school shootings can never be overstated. I'm a father. I have, you know, four children. This is a grave concern to me, as it is everyone. But the solution is not to go grabbing guns from law-abiding citizens. The solution is not to overstep and steamroll the Constitution. You know, I was on the floor, Todd, 2 hours ago now, after this opinion came out with the Supreme Court, and I was debating the gun bill. And Nancy Pelosi spoke right before me, the speaker, and she reprimanded us across the aisle, and she said, the number one cause of death of American children is gun violence. And you all, we need to protect the lives of children. And it was just, the irony was so thick you couldn't cut it with a knife. And I spoke immediately after Jim Jordan yielded me 2 minutes. He said, go get her. I said, Madam Speaker, you are wrong. The number one cause of death for American children is abortion violence, ma'am. It was, at least until about an hour and a half ago. And now we're going to get a chance to fix that. They, you know, their priorities are so misplaced. Huh? She contends there's a right to abortion in the Constitution, but that the right to keep and bear arms doesn't exist. And so that, you know, that is their worldview that drives their approach to all this. This bill today is the wrong measure at the wrong time. And I think it's just going to put further red tape in the place of law-abiding citizens, and it won't do anything to solve the root causes of all the violence.
And again, the greater concern is you could have somebody who disagrees with their local school board. They could be reported to the authorities, and the authorities can show up and take away their guns, as has already happened in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's right. So much for due process, right? And the advocates for this legislation say, oh, don't worry about it. You'll be able to cover that in a future hearing and a later hearing. You can go in and argue to get your guns back. Well, look, the denial of due process is a very real thing here. You know, due process is not due process at all if you get it after the fact. And this will be used for political purposes, for vendettas. You know, you're going to infringe upon the Second Amendment rights. It's just very clear. And by the way, there's nothing in this bill at all that fixes the NICS system, the background checks flaws and all the errors that are there. It'll exacerbate that. There's nothing in this bill about hardening the schools, putting in real physical, you know, corrections and protection measures to protect children. This was a hastily drawn piece of legislation. They got it out there because they quote unquote wanted to do something. Well, we need to do the right thing, not just do something. And it's unfortunate that it passed through today, and we'll have to see what happens.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We've got to wrap things up here. We appreciate you coming on the show, and thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, my friend. Good to talk with you.
All right, bye. Congressman Mike Johnson, everybody, great American patriot. And it is a good day to celebrate. Sunday, Saturday, for those of you who go to church or synagogue, it is going to be a great day as we give glory to God. And by the way, President Trump just a few moments ago said this was God's decision today. And the president, well, he's absolutely right. But also, be alert, be aware, and you know, if you have a church security team, make sure you've got your ducks in a row, because again, the feds are warning of violence against church houses. Folks, it's been an action-packed week, and we're going to do this all over again on Monday. In the meantime, toddstarnes.com is my website. We've got a newsletter coming out in just a matter of moments. If you haven't signed up, you should really do that. Want to thank Grace and Kyle and our great interns, Alan and Phil. Up, folks, great job this week. You get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, America, be sure to go to church this weekend.